Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Hit break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
What's up, everybody? It is Legion of Skanks live in Royersford, Pennsylvania.
We're back
on the beach where it all started. But I'm your host, Big J Okerson. The Skanks are all here. Of course, we got Davey Smith.
What's up?
Defending and reigning Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Where's that pop? Let's go. Where's that fucking pop? Let's go, Royersford! Hell yeah, baby. We're getting all fucking white power in this tent. Let's go. Let's go. Let's give the fucking blogger something to fucking talk about.
Is this where we keep our white power private jet or something? Hangar.
This does look like a Nazi hangar.
It really does. What if we just gas everybody in here?
Yeah, you can't gas somebody in an open-air tent.
Right.
You have to shoot arrows through their heads.
Oh, they keep telling me I'm a Nazi. Listen to those bad Nazi ideas I have. How about we let the Jews live? Terrible Nazi-ing. Can I introduce our guests?
Please, I would love you to.
We got two great ones, everybody, from right here on the Gas Digital Network. Zach's Midnight Spook Show, everyone. And, of course, the Real Ass Podcast, the international superstar, Zach Amico. And from you, we should have played two of the music.
This is music? Does the microphone not work? Does this microphone not work? Hold on. I'll talk as you.
Hi, I'm Zach. I'm a big fat faggot.
Does this microphone work? Is it edible?
I'm gay, and I think Lewis is the coolest man ever.
I kiss guys, and I worship Lewis.
Lewis, how are you going to punch up your own jokes?
Zach! 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 Zach!
Zach! Zach! Zach!
And because it's a special show, everybody, we have two guests for you. The next one coming out, of course, from the Compound Media's In Hot Water, everyone. The Raging Canadian.
What's that?
Wow.
The Raging Canadian.
The Raging Canadian.
Everybody, the hilarious Aaron Berg. The Raging Canadian.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Have you tried my crawfish with maple syrup? Mama says I gotta learn how to ice skate.
Hey,
Raging.
Does everyone's microphones work now?
Yeah.
No, Zach.
Check 1, 2.
Zach's gotta be louder.
It works, just low. It's a little low.
You gotta make Zach a little louder.
Give him some heat. Bring some heat in that shit. Hello.
This is the anniversary of 1 year ago today. Yeah. 1 year ago today, it was supposed to be me and Dave doing a co-headlining date. Yeah, Dave couldn't make it. It was so weird. He always shows up for things.
I tried to get through it.
Yeah, it was strange because Dave usually shows up.
I would say he shows up 100% of the time. So, Dave, this was the one time you couldn't make it.
I just didn't know what I was doing. I got caught up in a lot of shit.
Don't give me any shit about it. I was reading up on some like political viewpoints and shit like that.
That's okay. True. Yeah. That adds up.
You know, I was trying to liberate a lot of people, both sexually and self-wise. And I don't understand why I'm being judged for that shit.
Well, you couldn't make it to that show. So my friend Big J Okerson, one of my best friends in the entire world, filled in for you at probably a tenth of his normal rate.
It was a crime on several fronts. Financially, physically.
So Jay fills in, and then that's what happened. It was actually supposed to be Dave pulled off the stage. And if it was Dave pulled off the stage, the guy could have fucking grabbed him by his foot and spiked his head into the ground.
It would look like Hulk with Loki.
Yeah.
If he grabbed Dave and threw him, he would have just come back like a boomerang.
I thought he was going to say like a balloon deflating. Like,
Dave's built like Stickman in that game where he just crumbles when he falls.
Hey, he's right here. Oh,
they had to put sand here because last year it was concrete and Jay broke it all.
Jay, angry.
Aaron, they didn't put sand there. That is what happened to the concrete after Jay's body hit it.
We pulverized it.
It was actually a glass floor.
And some diamond on the bottom, I hear, if you're willing to dig.
Who was here for that a year ago? Clap your... Don't raise your hands, you fucking retards. They raise their... Well, Mish, you raise your hands with those titties, hell yeah. And then put them down and then raise them up again and then bounce up and down.
Now, shake your hands and pretend you have epilepsy. Like I just said it. Epilepsy.
Epilepsy.
Yeah. You get epilepsy.
That stranger girl just back slapped her tit. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you got close enough since that one other time a year ago that you feel you could slap her tit? Damn, being a chick fucking rocks.
Jay, it's like a horror movie. Every year on this anniversary, we go back to the site and slap each other's tits.
You ain't a tit slapping Royersford? It's about that time of year.
One of us has to come or pee, and we don't know what it is until we drink it. Go.
It's technically the same thing they found out in like a scientific study like 4 years ago.
I say it's still in the air.
Oh. What did Rogan say about it?
What did Rogan say? What's his stance on squirt?
He was like, ew, women.
Yeah. I saw a vagina once and I threw up all over the cast of Fear Factor.
Yo, you think girls can do that?
Wait a minute, Dave. I'm so sorry. We're offending your friend Joe Rogan.
Sorry.
Rogan's like, women's vaginas, those things all the way up there?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Joe Rogan.
I feel like Spud Webb around those things.
Aaron, what's the tallest girl you ever fucked?
5'11". Her name was Madison. She was a stripper at the Brass Rail in Toronto, and it was very awkward.
Do you know the Brass Rail, dude?
No, I've been playing strippers.
Oh, okay. He was just bonding over fucking strippers.
This guy's just a douchebag.
Yeah. He's like, I stay crushed.
He's like, bro, stripper time, let's go.
Fucking strippers.
Stripper o'clock, baby boy.
Place up the street called Ugly Eyes. You got to go in. They have a buffet on Sundays.
I'll be honest with you, the roughest crew of strippers I've ever seen was afternoon
Zach's,
in Canada.
Bachelor party.
Zach's bachelor party. They were.
Why?
Yeah, they were interesting.
One of them was half burnt.
Yeah.
And
also half price. Also half price, dude.
She was like... You remember in Game of Thrones, the Hound, how his brother, I guess, put his face into a fire? I'm assuming there was some big bitch that did that to her at a family barbecue.
No, they were a rough bunch.
They looked like the kids next door's toys in Toy Story. They were all
it looked like they should have been called Sid strippers.
They would just give lap dances next to each other and out loud be like, should we rob and kill these motherfuckers?
One side of my pussy doesn't have diseases because it's been boiled clean.
It's like, what is
didn't they call us gay for not trying to fuck them?
Yeah, they were like, at one point, they were like, yo, are your friends gay? And I was like, why do you say that? They're like, nobody's trying to finger us.
She went, yo, these motherfuckers is gay. They ain't even trying to touch our pussies and shit.
Yeah.
And then Louis Paul revered it through the bachelor party, just goes, hear ye, ka-ching.
You can touch their pussies!
I did. They gave us permission.
He's going, ask for more. Yeah. Ask for more. Ask for more.
Ask not what your pussies can do for us, but what we can do with our fingers in your pussies. Tear down your underpants, Mr. Gorbachev.
Dave, you don't normally talk about Zach's bachelor party because you're married, but fucking go off tonight. Remember that night? What did you do?
I'm trying. I mean, it was like one of those things where like I didn't exactly know what was going on. Because there was a chick in a sex swing who was asking me to eat her ass. And I was like, I can't really get into that because she wanted to eat my fucking ass. And I've never had someone eat my ass before at all.
Her name was Tara.
I don't know. What?
Her name was Tara.
Can we turn Dave up a little bit? I feel like his microphone is way lower than everybody else's. As it should be.
I have nothing to say. But honestly, I was trying to eat her ass and I couldn't fucking do it because she was in a sex swing and I couldn't reach her butthole. So I kept trying to climb up with my tongue, and I kept hitting the back end of her butthole. But you could totally tell she ate fast food earlier that day.
Wow.
It wasn't working out, and all I was doing was reverse skunking back down her fucking butthole to her twat. And I totally forgot afterwards that I had done that because I was drinking water, and as I was drinking out of a fucking cup, I could see floaties in the water.
Oh. Classic Dave at a bachelor party.
Dave,
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 Dave, Dave, Dave, Dave. This Dave rules.
Lewis, you can't even go to Wawa tonight because you're training.
I know, dude. I'm fucking training. I won't go to Wawa. I mean, I'll go to Wawa and maybe get some beef jerky or some nuts.
That's chill.
What? I'm sorry, you pigs.
Yeah.
Sorry that you guys have never fucking dreamed or trained for a professional MMA fight in your fucking life.
Yeah, dude, go to Wawa and don't get bread. You're going to get a picture on the wall for a Mo of the Month.
They still allow that in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania, you still say that.
Say it all.
They call that wall Queer Street, and it's just a bunch of fucking in-shape dudes eating nuts.
That fucking gay Wawa? They're always overstocked on tasty cakes.
Dude, I almost killed Zach in Saratoga Springs.
Why?
He drank all the water.
I entered him in a horse race, and...
He broke his leg?
Yeah, dude.
If Zach breaks his leg and he goes down and it's just you and him,
you might as well kill him. You gotta kill him.
Your most heroic, mother-like instincts and power couldn't drag Zach to safety.
Just tell my story.
Dude, it was...
This is unlike every other time when Lewis almost kills me driving. This was not you just not paying attention.
Maybe you'll notice that there's a little herpy on my lip.
Yeah.
Maybe for a couple of you guys that shared a joint with me outside before the show noticed.
Oh,
I don't know.
What's the idea? Yeah, I shared a fucking joint with you, you fucking asshole.
What strain is this? Valtrex.
So I was reading my Valtrex prescription in the car. As I'm driving,
sucking Zach's dick, not even looking at the road, totally reckless.
No, this looks like a herpy, which, by the way, I know that it's not a herpy, but I've convinced myself now that it is a herpy, even though I know what it is.
Great, doctor. What is it?
Zach, were we running late during this story?
Yes, of course. And then
how does punctuality get you a herpy?
Okay. It's not a herpy, but he did get it from a pig. That's going to be really funny in 2 minutes.
Solid joke, Zach. Nobody had the variables in order to be able to solve that crime.
It's a for later joke.
Yeah. So
it's going to circle back around. Zach, I say when the time is right, drill it again.
Thank you.
Dougie, when I'm running late, we weren't running late. We were running 3 minutes early, and 3 minutes early means... enough time for...
That's 4 hours early for you.
That's enough time for a latte and some snack and bacon from Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
Snack and bacon. Fucking solid, right? Doggy, it's peppered. It's sugary. Are you fucking kidding me?
Do you get it when you're 5 minutes away from work?
She got it yesterday. She doesn't have a job. Are you kidding? Look at her.
You don't have a job? Oh.
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't be late for fucking snacking.
She said, I do. She shits for money. It's a thing that she does.
Oh, hot. That's I rare. Do. Outside of Germany.
Fuck off. That was the best joke I've ever told in my life.
You think so?
It was. Nah,
I think that Enzo looking like shipwrecked Jake Paul was the funniest thing you've ever said in your life.
That was decent. So, okay. So, yeah, I was like, we got 3 minutes, Zach. I got to stop for a latte and some snack and bacon. Okay.
Right.
And I leave Zach in the car.
It takes Zach 10 minutes to count to five.
So I run in, and I get my latte, and I get my snack and bacon. Now, they gave me the snack and bacon back. Snack and bacon, cold as ice.
Uh-oh.
Cold as ice, it is. So
well, it's not called snack and hot bacon.
Well, I order snack and bacon a lot, and I did say this, actually, because I said to the girl, I was like, oh, yeah, this is supposed to be warm. And she was like, no, it's served cold. And I was like, I mean, I got very condescending. It was
Yuck.
It was a classic Luis J. Gomez be a real prick to a person who makes minimum wage moment.
If I may, Luis walks into every store he's in like he owns it and hasn't been there in a long time. Like Luis will just walk into a gas station, open up a pack of nuts and start rolling them like dice and popping them in his mouth and like nodding at people as they do their job.
I didn't know our undercover boss was Mexican.
Hey, everybody. What's the sales reports?
So I was like, no, it's not supposed to be cold. And the girl's like, yeah, it is. And I was like, listen to me. I travel all over the world.
That wasn't necessary.
I swear to God, I said that.
I've got quite the following. This is where it always goes. I'll be happy to say your company's name on one of my broadcasts and tear you a real new one audibly. We'll overestimate it. We have Joe Rogan-like numbers.
Doggy.
So whatever this shindig company, Delta Airlines, is it? Let me write that down so I don't spell it wrong.
I was dealt an airline, like in a card game?
They don't want clever Zach.
Blunt and hard, yes. Zach. Spit on it and slide it in.
So I was like, I travel all over the world. I was like, I order snacking bacon probably 2 times a week. I pulled up my app. I was like, I'll show you on my app how often I order snacking bacon.
How much of a dildo do you sound like already saying, I travel all over the world. I've had snacking bacon in 47 of the continental United States.
Believe me, lady, I know fine worldly cuisine. And this snacking
bacon.
And
all of a sudden, here in this part of town, we don't have hot bacon.
I once almost hung myself next to Anthony Bourdain. If you don't think I know food.
It was hot in Peoria, Illinois. It was hot in San Diego.
Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, hot. Boca Raton, Florida, hot.
Tallahassee, right in the panhandle.
Mayapec, New York, hot. But Saratoga Springs has a fucking problem.
I was like...
The instruction booklet got passed over you guys.
Every other Dunkin' Donuts adheres to corporate structure, but you fucking renegades pull your bacon out of the freezer and serve it to any fucking dago-looking wop spick that walks in here. Is that what I'm supposed to gather, Catherine?
Did you start insulting her life at some point? That's classic Lewis. Why don't you go home to your three illegitimate kids, you bitch?
You wouldn't be working at Dunkin' Donuts if you had a better attitude.
My tax dollars buy you cheese.
I wouldn't feed this shit bacon to my dead dog, you pig.
Cold bacon, were you raped by your father? Meet me somewhere in the middle.
If my fat friend wasn't here, I'd jump over this fucking thing and punch the shit out of you. Because you're fucking asking for a whooping, you bitch.
Oh, man, I can't believe I'm doing this, and you still haven't told me what that's not a herpy for.
The girl punched him in the mouth and
what
said,
happened?
Get out.
She grabbed you by the head and rubbed your face in her fucking herpy pussy? Yeah, motherfucker.
By the way, Zach the whole time is just watching through the windshield and the glass. Me just fucking do a lot of this. And I am being very, very, yes, for you. I'm being very condescending. And I did say at one point, I was like, okay, so every other Dunkin' Donuts serves it hot, but you guys serve it cold, and they're all making the mistake. But the Saratoga Springs Dunkin' Donut, you guys understand how it works. Maybe I'm crazy. And then she just goes, she was like, would you like me to heat it up, sir? Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
She puts it in her armpit and stares at you.
Dude.
So she heats it up. I was like, thank you. And after she heats it up, I go back out to Zach. And I was like, Zach, they're trying to fucking serve me. And we start driving. I was like, they're trying to serve me cold bacon. It's crazy. And I grab.
Now, I've heard this entire story now. From where we started to, I've been to a lot of the, and.
Then I grab a piece of bacon and like a slap bracelet. Remember the slap bracelets from the 80s you slap on your wrist? I slapped it into my mouth. Now, this bacon was white hot.
The kind of hot where you think it's ice cold at first. You're like, it's still freezing. Ah! My tongue skin.
It was, they serve it wrong every other place. It hits it up for me. I was like, can you believe it?
In the car, I started swerving back and forth.
Spitting bacon on the steering wheel.
Spitting bacon all over the Audi, everywhere.
He spit it on his arm and burnt his arm.
Yes. It was so hot. It was still hot at that point. It became a weapon like a projectile.
I hope spitting it's inside. It out like I hope you spit on your arm and it seeped through your arm into your body.
There's a blister on my lip. There's a blister on my tongue. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And I would have went back and beat the shit out of that woman. But at that point, we were running 4 minutes late for our show.
It'd be great when you got there if she went, you want me to ice that bacon up for you?
Sir, did you want me to throw that bacon in an iced coffee for you?
I almost got mad at a Subway for them not heating up my thing. And saying a ridiculous sentence, but I'd already got chumped by a guy I was just trying to make casual conversation with. But I walked up, there was a guy, it was just a friendly thing. I was at a Subway, I forget where I was, but this guy comes in and he was wearing like dress clothes. And I was like, oh, you on your lunch break? And he was like, yeah, we only get like 45 minutes. I go, oh, dude, I go, you can go before me. I don't have anything to do. It's fine. And he was like, and he just didn't really answer. And then when she goes next, I go, go ahead, man, you can go. And he goes, it's fine. Just like, you go. I was like, no. I don't have anywhere to be, dude. It's fine. He goes, all right. And then he starts, he orders a sandwich, and they cut his bread. And I go, dude, remember when they used to cut the bread, like the V in the top? And he goes, I wouldn't know. And I went, all right. And then I go, can you toast my tuna wrap? And they go, we don't toast wraps. And I went, I think I've seen before. I don't know. I'll go. I just left. Buffalo. They were so mean there.
You're so different than me. I would have like, oh, really? And I would have headbutted the guy in the face.
He just didn't want to be friendly with me. He was just so odd. I'm like, he's like, I wouldn't know. I'm like, okay.
That's funny. I have a joke in my act about that, and it really is true.
Oh, the it was acts of kindness. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. But it was the 20. I stopped making it as specific because the joke originally was about the 26 acts of kindness, which was about the. It was you had to do 26 acts of kindness. You had to complete this challenge. In honor of the dead Newtown, Connecticut children.
Aw.
So I couldn't make that just the premise of a joke, having nothing to do with all of those dead kids.
Who here remembers Newtown, Connecticut?
Clap your hands if you remember all of those souls that were lost.
Yeah. I'm not going to do acts of kindness for that hoax.
Those were crisis actors. Now give me my coffee.
Coffee too hot. Ah!
Everything I get at restaurants is too hot now.
I feel like I can still sue that Dunkin' Donuts, though, for giving me white hot bacon.
Dude, we didn't even show up for internet court for the guy who yanked me off stage.
This is true. We had to literally click one button on Zoom. We do Zoom shows apparently every week now, three times a week, but...
Yeah, it was bizarre. We forgot. But we had so many good plans. We were gonna use filters. We were gonna dress up. We were still beat up.
I was gonna do like a puppy face. Yeah. Because there was the guy who was the chicken.
The kitten. The kitten. Yeah.
Oh, he was a kitten. Oh, he was the best, dude.
I'm not a cat.
Just so everyone knows, I'm not a cat.
He goes, I don't know, there's some sort of filter here. I'm not a cat. I'm not a talking cat that you guys seem to be dealing with pretty well. No one seems to be freaking out.
You could also just like pull your balls out and go, am I frozen? Did I freeze? Am I frozen?
Do you know, I can't find it anywhere, so it's fine. Do you know the bass player for Megadeth? Dave Ellison? We've interviewed
Dave Mustaine is right here, dude. He's in the front row. Yeah.
You take a mortal man. Dear Mom, I'm having the best night ever. Things are going great. The comedians are phenomenal, and no one's pointed out how I look like a character from The Simpsons yet.
Everyone's pretty cool on the Viking ship.
I wore my shortest shorts I could find.
There's now so many points on my guitar. This death metal band is going to make it.
These shorts are actually my big sister's skirt that I sewed in the middle.
They all laughed, not knowing how many guns I had in the van.
Rest in peace, Tawny Katane.
This guy's gay. This guy's gay. This guy's gay. This guy's gay. Oh, wow, and retorted.
I remember.
He's so into his own conversation. He just went like this.
You know the best thing is if he's texting his boyfriend?
The sound of the hollow points going through the tent as I took down all 300 of them. I walked through, picked up all the skank shirts, and rubbed my blood on them like I was an asshole waiting to be wiped.
I find now that suicide is the only solution.
Look, it's good-looking Lewis.
You think he's better looking than me, Aaron?
Yeah, the eyes and the forehead.
All right, turn around to this crowd. You ugly mongrel. Stand up.
No, he's a good-looking guy. Nice blue eyes, but they're a little close together.
Yeah.
Lewis,
are you out of your? You think this is a better looking me? The train disagrees.
No,
this guy's this ugly. Guy.
This guy.
That guy.
Lewis, you're very symmetrical. You're a very handsome man.
You're 10 years older than me? I know, I can tell.
His eyes are good looking.
I'm looking.
No, I couldn't tell he's 10 years old. No way. I wouldn't say he's older than you at all.
How old are you? 46? You're not 10 years older than me. You're 7 years older than me.
Either way, he doesn't look that either.
Yeah.
He's not better looking than me.
He might be.
No, he
Have you ever wrapped around the idea, Lewis, that possibly he is, though?
I'm looking at his face. He's aight.
But I'm looking at both your faces.
He's aight.
He's aight.
Yeah.
He's not an unattractive man. Look, we hit on the same thing. Like, we would show up for the same audition.
Are you calling yourself gorgeous on Sty and Herpy Day? Sorry, Sty and Bacon Burn Lips?
It's Bacon Burn Lips, Donkey. Don't you ever fucking call on Herpy.
I want my bacon burn lips.
Give me my bacon burn.
Lewis Bacon Burn Lips.
Lewis Bacon Burn Bits. Dave, what do you think about all this? Make some sense of it.
Jesus Christ.
Dave, break it down, doggy.
Holy fuck, I am fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Dave, you got high, dude?
What?
You got high?
Oh, yeah.
Well, dude, you don't normally get high on camera. You have presidential aspirations.
I'm fucking wasted right now trying to make sense of how stupid you are, Lewis. Jesus fucking Christ.
Whoa, easy, Dave.
Dave.
The fuck,
Why
dude?
Why would you go into a Wawa and start demanding something from somebody who's clearly lost three children, you fucking crazy person?
It wasn't a Wawa. It was a Dunkin' Donuts. You can go in there and take a shit on the counter. I don't give a fuck.
Jesus Christ.
I have a munchkin once every 10 years. Who gives a shit?
If I would have disagreed.
You could burn them all down. Declare war on Dunkin' Donuts. I don't give a shit. You leave Wawa out of it.
Go to a Wawa, throw up, and they go, what are you doing? You go, making this place smell less Indian.
Take that, India.
Dude, are you done texting the other cast members from Real World Season 1? No one in the back got it, but it wasn't bad.
Dude, I know you're busy saluting your shorts, but if you could...
He goes heavy on the sunscreen on the legs. Have you seen those legs? Very white legs. Yeah.
All right, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks, and that is Blue Chew. Blue Chew's chewables keeping dicks raging since, well, Christ only knows when. I don't know when they started. But we've been talking about Blue Chew for a long time now. Lewis swears by them. He calls them his vitamins, which is weird. But it's the same active ingredients as you get in the other guys, Viagra. What's the other one? Cialis. I don't even know. I forgot the names now because I'm a Blue Chew guy. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office. No embarrassing waiting in line at the pharmacy. It's shipped right to you when you qualify, and they hook you up with an online doctor. It's very, very easy. All made in the USA, and it's prepared and shipped direct. It's cheaper than
the
pharmacy.
Can I be honest with you? Dude, yeah. It just works. There's no bullshit here. Go look at the reviews. I pop a Blue Chew. 20 minutes later, my dick is like a rock. Like a solid. Like you can't get it to go down. I use it as a weapon. If homeless people approach me and I feel in danger, I pop a Blue Chew and I fucking use it as a baton to beat them off.
Yeah, I picked a lock in an old castle with it once. I use it to type in PIN codes.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes if I'm doing stuff with my hands and I need to hold something, I put it on my hard Blue Chew dick.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll pre-cum a little bit and use it to move papers around. Like I'll slap it on the paper so it sticks and then slap it back down.
Sometimes I use it as an actual paperweight.
Absolutely.
A windy day, put my hard dick right, slap it right on the table.
Sometimes I'll dip it in ink and use it as a feather pen. There's countless things you could do with your Blue Chew boner. Let's start a book. Let's start a list.
Have you ever had to fight a Chinese fighting fish? Because I've had mine.
Oh, my Lord. No, but I did win 3 rounds of jousting at medieval times last week. Just my boner and a horse. I have a running list of things you could do with your fucking with your Blue Chew chewable boner.
Yeah, dude. Have you ever gone ratting with your boner? That's right. I club rats. I go in old abandoned buildings and I club rats with my dick.
Yeah, we kill Nutra rats with it. Those big ugly ones. We've done some Okie noodling. Buried down there and then the catfish jump on it.
Oh, I was going to say I've done the opposite thing. I've pretended my dick was a catfish and I've had somebody Okie noodle and then my dick will jump out and grab onto their arm.
Oh, yes. You've almost lost your dick several times due to really good Okie noodlers who have really gotten in your dick hole.
There's a technique. You think it is grabbing. There's an actual technique.
The possibilities are endless. Don't let us stop you. Let your imagination run wild. And we have a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code Legion at checkout. You only pay $5 shipping. It's bluechew.com, BLUECHEW.com. Promo code Legion to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for always sponsoring our podcast. They're great. All right, let's get back into it.
This is it, dude. I'm getting jacked. Have you guys noticed how jacked I am right now?
Wow.
Look way good. More jacked than this guy.
Maybe, but he's an elderly man who looks younger than you.
I don't say he looks younger than me.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Not 7 years older.
He looks, dude, I'm going to look like the same age in 7 years.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're going to look the same age as 7 years?
You look older than me, and you're older than
me. I'm older than you. Oh, dude, life's kicking me in the beanbag, dude. I look like shit. I'm trying to grow my hair long, now I got to deal with this Rachel Maddow look for a few months. I look ridiculous.
Oh, dude, you told me on the show today... Oh, we're going to save it for the next one, but we still talk about it. It's pretty funny.
No, don't do it yet. We should save it for the when we look at
the stuff. Can we preempt it?
No,
we got to preempt it. Oh, we got to preempt it.
No, we're going to look into it.
No, I know, but we'll just...
I was talking about Fad Lewis.
We'll preempt it. We'll preempt it. Jay told me today...
Well, I should say it.
No. He's gay. No.
You heard it here first, everyone. No, kiss me, dude, who looks like Lewis, sort of.
All right, Jay, you can say it. This is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wednesday, I was in my hotel room this weekend, dicking around the internet, and something I was watching talked about the male fupa hiding dick, and so then I was like, I got some fupa, and then I looked at, what do you do about that fupa? And they have dude above dick liposuction. And Wednesday,
By the way, the first three results were diet, exercise,
suicide.
Nope. Tried all three and all of those. I only stick with for a few hours.
He hung himself and the rope broke.
I'm going to go talk to the doctor and see what can they do to my fucking above dick. Oh, that'd be great.
Jay's going to a plastic surgeon on Wednesday to discuss the possibility of getting liposuction.
Above my dick.
It doesn't matter. Yes, obviously.
No, it's not something gay like my fucking belly or something stupid like that.
No, so it's your pubic mound.
Oh.
If they can take fat out of above my dick and my inner thighs and give me a fat ass, by the way, I will do that. I'll come in here with a fucking fat ass.
Jay, yeah? I did not realize that. Okay, I thought you were talking about your gut.
No, above dick.
Pubic mound.
Yes, your pubic mound.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get liposuction on that to give yourself more dick.
Yeah. I want the hairs to come together and make a thicker bush. It's sparse. I don't know. I don't like it.
What if, Jay, you go in, you're like, I'm here for above dick liposuction. They're like, your head's above your dick.
He's come out like Beetlejuice, that scene, you have a tiny head.
Hey, everybody, dick's the same. But on Wednesday, we'll look at pictures of things. You've got to look at the before and afters. I'll take that dangle.
I didn't realize what was going on here. It is it is essentially dick enlarging surgery.
No. It's fat lessening, making dick look larger surgery.
They call him the one who gets the fat lessening to make him dick him look him bigger.
Yeah. If I was an Indian, that would be my chief name. Yeah, I'm gonna take a peek. In order of importance, I would say if they could take fat out of my thighs and gunt and put it in my ass, dude, that would be...
Oh, yeah, you're serious about the ass part?
I don't think it's a possibility, but if it is, I'll absolutely ask about it. It would be so funny to come in with a fucking dumper out of nowhere.
Jay, can I be honest with you?
That's how Kanye West's mom died? I know. Don't think of it that way.
Would you learn how to twerk? If you had a fucking, would you take
I wouldn't
lessons?
Have to learn, dude. I already know. I just don't have the ass to move the move. I'm doing the thing that twerk does.
Let me say, stand up. You're not going to show the crowd, but show me. Stand up. I want to see if you could twerk.
No, I can't move twerk. I was joking. You thought I could really twerk?
Well, I thought you're going to. It's really.
You think I've been home crying and practicing? If only. If only there was a surgery.
Well, it's like. It's a muscle
God
in your butt.
God damn you, flat ass.
Right? It's moving.
One muscle. You move it up and down. You can move it.
Well, it's two muscles because you can individually move them.
Yeah, one on either side. Yeah.
What'd you say? He's like, dude, I fuck chicks who could twerk all the time, you know? It's just what I do,
only
bro.
Fuck twerkers.
Fucking twerk a cock. What'd you say? What the fuck are you talking
about? Who called
whose
dog thick?
Sir, why do you think I care about what's going on in this guy's life? Do you not...
By the way, that's how serial killers and fucking lunatic fans, before they kill you, say shit like that. There's tons of people here. I was going to say way too many, but there's a lot of people here.
We could have sold another 108 tickets. Anyway.
you looked at this guy, and he thought that was like, oh, you want to talk with me directly? And he just started having a conversation with
you. Crazy. It was crazy.
And his reason was, you looked right at me.
Yeah.
By the way, I tried it. I don't know if you guys noticed this. I tried to probably within a live podcast setting like this three times. I'm a fucking professional. I try to make eye contact with everybody in the crowd at least three times throughout the show.
No. It's not to show like humanity. It's to stare everyone of you down and let you know he owns your ass. Yeah, pussy, you ain't doing shit.
It's What's to bring,
up, fucking jerk off?
This is some fucking, it's to bring you in and to make sure you're in. I do it with everybody, and it makes you feel special in that moment. I see the look on your fucking faces. I see the look on their face. They're all like, dude, he's looking right at me. Yeah. That's what I do. I bet you Elvis did that.
Yeah.
They're trying to see if you're better looking than this guy.
I am better looking than this guy.
Well,
sir, stand up and show your face again.
The jury's out.
You're drunk? He's not drunk. Why'd she say it like that? Does he hit you when he's drunk? She said it like she's hoping he's not drunk. She's like, please say no. No, don't be drunk. Please
Lewis, look how hot his wife is. That's a very hot wife.
That's his wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's and, aight.
No, she's, I'll tell you why she's hotter than you think she is. Because she doesn't look crazy at all. And he's like kind of the deranged guy in the relationship, but she's just like, she gives him anal twice a year probably. Doesn't complain about it.
He
I bet if
that.
You smell his goatee, you'll smell ass. She's a hot wife.
Yeah.
Good job.
You have kids with her?
Also, you're attractive. No. He left that out for some reason. She loves it up the ass. She probably gives hand jobs in the morning.
She's a real dirtbag, the way
have
I like
Have you ever fucked
she
her feet?
She shits on his chest the way he loves.
He tickles her feet with his dick.
Wait, you tickle her feet sexually?
I mean, you're in the foot shit?
Sometimes you start laughing.
I don't get it.
See?
One thing leads to another that he fucking he takes your nose off your face. He he gives you a noogie.
I don't get.
She just said, sometimes you start laughing and then one thing leads to another. And we all went, that's never happened to us before.
I don't get feet.
What? You don't get them?
I just don't get like giving
you walk on them.
No, giving a shit about feet.
I'm big time into them.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, it's because Aaron's so low to the ground.
Yeah. Oh, let me kiss you. Oh, my toes. My wife blew me in the shower this weekend. It was pretty boss.
Whoa, she blew all of us in the shower this weekend.
I was second.
Yeah. The Jewish dream.
It was hot. We got like one of those stand-up showers, but it's got like a marble sit-down area.
Oh.
Sat down, she gave me a beach. And I came in her mouth. She was disgusted. And she's my wife, but
she's
so
in
fast.
The shower.
She took it in her mouth, and then she pretended like she was going to swallow, but then she went, like that. And then started rinsing her mouth in the shower.
Yeah, stick with her feet.
Yeah. I think she wants a breast reduction. That's why she did it. And I don't understand
what?
That. Yeah.
Does sucking cock in the shower make your titty smaller?
I don't get it. She's blowing me, I think, because she wants me to pay for a breast reduction.
Oh. Let's go double consult. I'll take some of her tit meat and throw it in my ass. I'll tell you what. I'll bump this thing up as big as it can go.
I don't know
if I can bring my own fat or a friend who wants to lose some tit meat.
You should tell her that you'll get one of her titties reduced.
Yeah.
Dude, is it cheating if we do this and then you suck my ass?
But you gotta get nipples on your ass cheeks, Shay.
You're like, so I miss her big titties, and you're gonna come and just suck on my ass?
I wanna trick her and we'll take your fupa and put them in her tits.
Yeah.
What did they do? I'm a monster.
But I'll tell you what. By the science I'm hearing, that fupa above her tits will make them look smaller, and she'll get what she wants.
I don't get why she wants smaller. I like her tits because they're bigger now that she had the baby. Before that, there was no tits, and now
she went from
tits.
None
to saggy.
She just wanted a reduction. She wants a lift.
You think? Maybe I could just carry them around all day.
No, you don't want to do that. I mean. Are you a woodworker? You could probably build a shelf, but
tit
I'm just
shelf?
Thinking out loud.
No, reduction is sacrilege. No way.
No.
I say bigger. Go bigger.
I think if she gets a reduction, I should be able to make less money. Like as payback?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair, yeah. You used to get 300 per tit a week. I'm knocking you back to 2.
I've never eaten her ass.
Aw.
I don't...
That's why she wants to get her titties reduced.
Here's the thing.
She's going to keep getting rid of all of her sexual organs until you eat her ass?
What? This guy hates it. He's like, that's all I do.
Girls straight hook, dude, straight stripper asshole, this guy saying he licks. He only fucks strippers.
Yeah. Oh, not only do God. I eat ass, like I try to taste her lunch.
I do try to curl my tongue and see if I can get it in the hole a little.
I literally I go in and if I could taste something and it's, you know, it's usually a little
gamey.
Lewis, I hear what you're saying and I don't agree with Aaron. I got to tell you something. Can't believe this is such a divisive thing in the audience. It's really shut everyone down here.
Well, these guys eat ass like crazy. Who eats ass here? Raise your hands.
I use my tongue like as an ice cream scooper at the bottom of an ice cream carton.
That guy in the Hans and Franz sweatshirt said he does fucking eat ass. Sure, I bet he does. On gym equipment.
two rules with eating ass. You never eat a stranger's ass in a dark room. And before you eat ass, you eat with your eyes first. You fucking just look and make sure there's no fucking shit going on there. That's honestly it.
Oh, yeah.
Never eat a stranger's butt in a dark room.
Dave.
Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave.
Dave. Dave. Dave. I'm Dave Smith, and I'm going to be the president of the United States of America.
Yeah!
If we had all been eating ass and drinking orange juice, we would have never had this in the first place.
That's true.
The fucking vaccine should have been fucking just eating ass and drinking tangerine orange juice. We would have never had this problem.
Jew by Jew.
This guy knows.
Marches on.
This guy knows.
This guy looks like he screams Vineyard in the mirror, dude. Jesus Christ. Get a tattoo of an AK-47 on the side of your head and call it a day, dude.
Hell yeah.
Dave. Dave. Dave, 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 Dave,
Dave,
Dave, Dave, Dave, dude, a lot of interesting views, Dave.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to have Dave as my president. So me and I spoke to Ellis today on the phone. Hell yeah. It's happening, baby.
What'd you say? Please don't hurt me.
No, dude, I'm getting
in
his head
now. If you take it easy, I'll take it easy.
No way.
What'd you say?
I was like, how much to throw the fight, dude?
Yeah. Please, God.
I mean, there is a number that he'd throw the fight for. That'd be so awesome. I just come out and I fucking head kick knockout.
You should be like, whatever happens out there happens. Just know my son's watching, and he's really depending on me. My son's watching, and he bet on me.
When is this fight?
I'm not allowed to announce the date, November 13th.
Ah.
But I'll tell you what. Walking him out to the ring will be this guy dressed in straight 90s hip-hop rapping Bring the Pain. Possibly with a bigger dick dangle.
You better have a bigger dick dangle.
No more fupa. No more fupa.
Is fupa surgery that much more than dick enlargement? Why not?
Dick enlargement's not real.
My dick's not going under the knife, and it is real, Jay. No.
It's real.
It is real.
It's not real.
It's definitely real.
It's real. Real.
We've all looked it up.
Yeah.
It just seems like you're selling a house, and you're making the bathroom smaller so that the shower looks bigger.
I think it's a good analogy, but yeah, I'm okay to have that shower be all dick.
Yeah, but that shower is still the same shower.
Yeah, that apartment could be 100% dick.
You're not getting any more water pressure out of the shower. The hot water's not getting any hotter.
You're absolutely right. No, it's a fantastic idea. Train, what do you think?
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
That's a tugboat. We are city people. We are city folk. Alex is just wandering. Lewis, are you going to continue?
Fupa, 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 fupa.
Do it. Fupa, 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 fupa.
Do it.
Alex, what do you think? Fupa surgery?
Seems dangerous for no reason.
Dangerous?
It's a little lipo. They just fucking put a thing in there.
You're so worried that I'm going to lose my beautiful dick. Don't worry, Alex. Don't worry, Alex. Your Jay's dick's going to be fine. Lewis, are you going to continue? Are you going to fight again after Ellis, you think?
No, I'm not fighting again after Ellis, but I will continue to
You're
train.
You're walking away.
Well, I'm going to retire
from another
undefeated.
Thing. Okay. I mean,
I'm going to retire undefeated.
How long are you going to train for it?
I'm going to continue to train, but I'm not going to.
For how long?
Forever. It's going to be a lifelong commitment.
No, but you don't make life.
I am a martial artist now. I was thinking about this. I was like,
but
at what point, but let me ask you before you move on. What at what point, because I was like, no, I'm not a fighter. I'm fucking, you know, I'm not nothing. I stink, whatever. But at what point do I say I am a martial artist? Because shut the fuck up, you pussy.
Fucking 4 weeks ago.
Beat your ass, fucking little bitch, nerdy bitch. Look at his fucking double chin and his glasses.
Show us karate on him, Lewis.
I will kick his
Drag
head
Drag Lewis off the stage. Drag Lewis off the stage. Drag Lewis off the stage.
Aaron has never started a chant in his life.
Lewis, I'm going to jump off the stage to help you also, but it's just going to be a slower jump. I'm going to have to put my hand down first and kind of...
Well, like, your fupa is going to fucking be give you like wind resistance.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I'll fucking jump and lead with fupa if you think it's going to help.
No, dude, it'll be a soft
enjoy
blow.
It while it's here, I say. I'm going to have a G.I. Joe battle on it later.
At what point do I say that I am a martial artist?
Already, yeah.
Usually at the beginning of most conversations.
But Lewis, my... You don't serve hot bacon because I have traveled all over the world. I am a martial artist.
They're saying I run in dojo. If bacon cold, send back.
You have disrespected me by giving the curd to bacon. How dare. Now the bacon has burnt my rib.
I sue everybody.
Everybody gets a sue and the karate.
You must meet me in Kumata, young Catherine.
Fuck yeah, dude. Do karate on people. No, I just worry because, like, you can say you're a martial artist, but you also told everybody you were becoming a kendama expert.
Kendama, you loser.
There, I'm a loser. You were going to be a fidget spinner master. You were going to bring the penny board back into popularity. You were going to own a dog forever.
Have a family.
You were going to have a family. Zach.
I like
big butts all, and I cannot lie.
A lot of those other things were, yes, fads. This is not a fad. This is, something that I'm doing. I'm doing it with my son. I do jiu-jitsu.
But what are the odds that in like 3 months you're just doing Tai Bo twice a week? You know what I mean? Fad.
No, dude. It's not going to be a fad. I'm going to continue to do
this. Then you're back down
this.
To doing Darren's dance groove with James. And before you know it, you're managing his boy band, him and his friends. I've seen it happen 100 times. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I'll stop after this. Maybe I'll get fat again.
Have you had to spend extensive time with Lewis, like fidget spinning and stuff? Because if he's not doing that, his leg's going to shake whatever environment you're in nonstop. And he has to touch you before he does it for some reason. I don't know if it's an internal cry for help, but he's got to be occupied at all times.
He moves a lot when he's driving. He's a lot of tweeting and looking at scrolling through.
Tweeting while you're driving?
Oh, sometimes I got to fight people on Twitter.
Oh, come on.
Oh, boy, that was a fucking scary day to be in the car.
Come on, dude. That's not true.
No, sometimes...
You Twitter fight while you're driving?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Beep boop. Babe, send me screenshots. I'm blocked. Beep boop.
Dave, while you agree.
Hold on, I'm in the tunnel.
Dave, while you agree with Lewis's right to do this, tell him it's not a good idea, at least.
I don't think it's a good idea, at least.
Thank you, Dave. Dave.
God damn it, dude. I never really thought of it that way. Now that Dave said it.
It's a libertarian Dave, way to think about it.
Here, take 2 more lines of cocaine to go with the 5 you've already done.
Yeah, Dave, you love doing cocaine and not thinking about your family, right?
It's one of the best things I've ever done. If I do several key bumps and just forget about my fucking family, it's actually what I look forward to at the end of the day.
Dude, how much do you hate your family?
You know, I can't say Andrea Yates level.
Wait a minute.
Dave can't drive.
The guy's got a cool Terry Funk shirt. Terry Funk has dementia, and he's in a fucking nursing home. No, it's kind of funny.
That's hilarious. If you go to him, you could actually put him through a table in the cafeteria of the hospital. It's fucking hilarious.
But he has dementia. He's going to be like, remember I had that loser has to colonize Mars match? It didn't happen, Mr. Funk.
Loser here, Mr. Funk.
Has to eat a car.
You just lost. You have to empty your own colostomy bag into your mouth. Sorry, Terry. All right, I did agree to the terms.
We're wrestling a loser has to sleep without his pacemaker on match.
Yeah, dude. Fucking pro wrestlers in general like have like fucked up health problems. Terry Funk was like just doing like crazy hardcore shit before it was like
it was
for
70s.
No reason.
And it was 70s, right?
Yeah. I don't know, actually. Why am I acting like I know?
He was an old man when we were little kids getting bashed in the fucking brains with chairs. Yeah, he don't remember much.
Is this your ventilator or mine?
Remember when I beat Hitler in that loser has to free the slaves match?
Remember when I lost to Hitler in the winner gets to kill the Jews match? Ah, oh, the one that got away.
That was the day I put Hitler over. That's in the business we call that putting someone over. I took a few bumps.
Yeah, dude.
Dot, 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 Auschwitz.
Just imagine he's in the home. He just calls everyone Sabu.
Get out of my room, Sabu.
Some poor Arab doctor's trying to help him.
Brother, let me tell you, when I'm done eating this pudding.
All right.
Hey. Got a black nurse. He keeps calling her junkyard dog.
JYD, you come attack me at my weakest.
All right, guys, let's take a quick break from this incredible live experience and tell you about one of our amazing sponsors, which is Yo Delta. You know Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom has been the best fucking sponsor ever, sticking with us throughout the entire pandemic. Marky Spankfest Pond. Oh, my God. Delta Vampire, are you
sticking
here?
Sticking with us. Yes, I got it. Sticking. I get it.
Are you thinking?
More like Yo Kratom has been staking with us.
Staking? Wink, wink. Is that a vampire joke?
Yes.
All right, like you are really baked today. How red are your eyes, Delta 8 Vampire?
Tossed. Oh, red like a baboon's asshole. It's so red.
Look, here's the deal. You don't have to go to your local drug dealer and get weed anymore because Delta 8 weed gets you super high, and it's legal almost everywhere. If you're over the age of 21 and you live in the majority of states where it's legal, you can have it shipped directly to your door at already a fraction of the price of weed.
Speaking of delivered to your door, Louis, would you like to go have these on a pizza?
I would love to go have these on a pizza, but I got to be honest with you. Last time we ordered a pizza, you ordered it with a bunch of live rats on top of it.
Yes, the blood is the super sweetness nectar of my life. While I enjoy the pizza, the blood is really the main dish.
Yeah, so if we could just maybe hold the live rats and, you know, just get maybe some pepperoni. I'll even do anchovies. I'll get a little crazy with you. Then we'll do it.
Could I talk you into live rats on the side?
I keep them on the side. Don't let them touch the pizza. Either way, grab some vapes or gummies. Go to yodelta.com, yodelta.com, and use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your already affordable order. Once again, that is yodelta.com. Use that promo code GAS.
Okay, hey, Louis.
What happened?
I don't have a reflection. Is that always the case? Or am I just super fucked up?
You've been dead for 300 years.
Ah, yes, that's right. I remember now. Let's watch a movie.
All right. Where were we?
Let's, real quick, because we're going to wrap up somewhat soon because, no, there's, you know what? What are they going to do? They can't pull the microphones, right? We'll make this the last show they ever do here. Who gives a shit?
Burn it down.
Burn it down. Burn it down. Burn it down.
Yo, guys, what the fuck did those two say to each other? That girl leaned over like, do you want to fucking burn it down? We're such fucking pyros.
Oh, my God. When's the last time we burned some shit down?
Oh, do you remember burning shit?
Pyro?
When you were a kid, burning shit was the best.
Dude, when I was
it was, but it didn't make you a pyro.
Yeah.
But anyone that would like light a whole pack of matches off would be like, I'm such a fucking pyro. I used to have a joke that was like, no one ever says that about any other, like, you know, it's like, I'm such like a pyromaniac. Yeah. No one ever's like, I totally fuck dead bodies. Like, I'm such a necro. I'm a total fucking necro. Oh, you know, Denise, you're such a fucking necro.
Oh, my God, I'm bleeding everywhere. I'm such a hemo.
Oh, my God, I'm such a hemo. Can someone get me some Vaseline to plug this?
Please, I need a transfusion. I'm such a hemo. No Haitian blood, please.
Do Haitians give blood? I always thought they need blood.
Yeah. They have the most AIDS out of everybody in the world.
Right, is that true? That the number one AIDS country? No, not no. Africa, just like one of those Congo countries. They're fucking.
Haiti was straight up AIDS.
No, really? Haiti was pretty hardcore parkour for a while. I wouldn't even fuck a Dominican chick because they were on the same land.
Yeah, it's the same island, but Dominicans played baseball. Haitians had AIDS.
That is true.
Yeah.
I didn't know all these places had so many gay people.
Yeah, they weren't gay. They
always bottom of the ninth in Haiti.
Yeah, they would just fuck each other because they had no food. That's why they would do it.
Come home
from
a hard
day. Why you come inside my asshole when it's bleeding?
Come home from a long day of barefoot baseball, professional baseball.
I'm going to the major leagues where I will have sex with men in New York City.
Eventually, I will play in shoes.
No, Africa is like number one AIDS capital of the world.
Yeah. I was always told because they think if you fuck babies, it gets rid of AIDS.
You know, I haven't finished a single one of these whiskeys, right? He just keeps on handing me new full whiskeys.
He's doing
and I'm driving
job.
Home. Hell yeah, dude.
Drink and drive. Drink and drive. Drink and drive.
You think I won't?
I'm good.
I know you won't, you pussy.
You think I won't?
I fucking know you won't, dude.
Dude,
you're not real enough for that.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, doggy.
What?
I will chug all three of these, and then I will get behind the wheel of that car.
Sure, and you're going to be a professional Ken Demme guy.
A real ass dude.
Totally you are.
That's my new hobby.
Drinking and driving?
Drinking and driving.
Have you ever up-and-coming female comedian and boyfriend killed in fiery car wreck.
Ironically, man was driving.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
His girlfriend, who had a rap sheet the length of Jay's new penis.
That's a thick, long rap sheet.
Wow, dude.
Approximately 4.5 inches long.
Oh. Show it soft, be a whole new world.
Yeah.
To show your dick soft?
Oh.
You don't show soft ever?
No, and I really pretty much only show it to my girlfriend, but I don't show it to her soft.
Do you ever let her touch your soft dick?
Yeah.
Because my chick does that now. She'll put her hand in my pants and grab my soft dick, and I'm like, get off, come on.
Yeah. I'll fucking dead leg her if she does that to me. I just fucking thud her. I go,
ow.
Ow.
Yeah. Oh, she's half Armenian, half lamb.
Oh, it's like when you're a kid and talking to a fan.
Luke, yeah. I'm your father.
I like fans.
I am Christine. Hello. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow.
You want your plugs? That's what you were going to
say. Oh, yeah, plugs. Plug it away. Boys, let's plug Dave.
You can check me out doing key bumps in the porta potties over there.
Dave.
Just Dave rules.
Hey. Family.
Dude, Dave. Ever since you left your family, you fucking rule, dude.
I mean, I didn't leave them. They're somewhere, I'll tell you that much.
Also, while he's doing those key bumps in the porta potty, you guys can get on his mailing list for the presidential run, everyone. He's going to be making it.
2024.
Dave, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't liked you this much in years.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Zach.
Just check out my other podcast here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Bye, guys at Ian Fidance, Catalyst Wrestling. And keep an eye out for my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, doing theaters and drive-ins all around for the next couple months.
Boom.
Aaron Berg. Oh, I'm going to be in Cuyahoga Falls August 19th and 21st at the Funny Stop with Comedians of the Compound. I'm going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, September 10th and 11th. And I will be shooting a special in New York City at Gotham Comedy Club, November the 11th. Come on out. And in hot water on Compound Media with my drunk QAnon friend, Gino Bisconti.
I got some stuff coming up. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. We're getting to the 26th. Me and Zach are going to be in Connecticut at BJ Ryan's. And then, and a bunch of stuff coming up. I'm going to be announcing a tour for After the Fight. So look out. Keep on looking out for that.
And make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital Network, guys. If you guys love the show, you can get every episode of Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Real Ass Podcast, SDR Show, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, and more. 20 shows on the network. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to everything, plus access to the racist live chat, the most racist live chat out there.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh. And next Monday, this is coming out on Friday on iTunes and everywhere. Monday the 16th, 12 noon Eastern, we're doing a drop of just 100 daily passes for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for Skankfest. We squeeze a few more spaces out for Skankfest. So this is it. If you want to come to Skankfest, these tickets are going to sell out in 2 minutes flat. So you better get to the fucking website, skankfest.net, on August 16th at 12 p.m. Eastern. Do not miss out on Skankfest. The shit we have planned is going to blow people's fucking minds. Really, really incredible.
What's the date? Tell them the date one more time.
That's August 16th, 12 noon Eastern, skankfest.net. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting us this whole
well,
time.
Well, Tuesday, August 17th, Korn and Stained at Jones Beach Arena, everybody.
You're going to see Korn, really?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Of course I am.
Oh, can you get me extra tickets? I'll bring James.
No. Nope. I'll bring James.
Bring James.
Send him with me.
Teach him how to kiss.
Think I won't. I'm going to teach him how to kiss. Open mouth.
He said he was going to teach him how to kiss one day. No. Oh.
No, it's good. It'll be good, though. No, shallow stained? Tongue.
You see Stained?
I won't make it for Stained, probably.
But it's been a while.
I have a bunch of dates coming up, everybody. In a week and a half, I'm going to be in Tampa at Tampa Improv. After that, Denver. Comedy Works, downtown Denver. One of the best clubs in the country. Come check me out there. And I believe, also coming up, I think, Thanksgiving weekend, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be here at Helium in Philadelphia, I believe. So fuck yeah. It's a party weekend, dude. Turkey Day, I'm going to be out there, loud and proud, gunt-free. BigJComedy.com for all those dates. Of course, Bonfire, Monday through Friday. On Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and SDR Show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Are you steaming yourself?
Cryo-freezing my herpy.
Ah, shit. Feed me, Lewis. Herpy want a drink, too.
It's me, the Sty. I'm hungry, too.
Hey, we should get some Coke. No, Sty. Get away from me.
But have Herpy you tried snacking bacon?
I would love some snacking bacon. My face is fucking talking to me, man.
Lewis, rub me on your girlfriend's pussy. Please, Lewis.
Please, Lewis.
Oh, so I talked about this on Realized Podcast, but this is worthy of Legion of Skanks as well.
Well, you got all three of us here.
I talked.
No better time.
I told James about the birds and the bees.
Really?
Yeah.
How the bees are dying and becoming extinct?
I was like, yes.
Well, you know what they say, those who can't teach.
What'd you say?
Well, we were watching Big.
The birds fly and the bee left me for a black guy.
He shouldn't come back. He should not come back.
Yeah.
He should actually kill himself in the parking lot now.
That's it. That was the best and the quickest ever.
Yeah.
It'll never get better than that joke. That was
not at least not while he has 2 feet.
He's gonna die like a white Patrice.
And then his posthumous special, Elephant in the Grave.
But he changes it. I have 1 foot in the grave.
What if he just died back there like Mickey at the end of Rocky's fight in Rocky 3? He's like, my heart.
Zach.
Bobby Hutch is holding his hand back there. He's like, you did it. You did it, kid.
Did we do it?
Yeah. Yeah, Zach, we did it.
We did it.
You go out there and tell your son how to fuck Lewis. You teach him how to fuck, goddammit.
I'm scared, Nick.
First thing you're going to do is you're going to get him on their back, and you're going to throw it in like, plat out, plat, 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 plat. Then flip him over, start hitting them back shots like, plat, plat.
Now, we watched Beethoven Second again, and
that's it.
Oh, that fucking sex fest?
It is. There's we watch it on the show. Remember the date rape scene?
Oh yeah,
in Beethoven Second, dude.
Well, nice. Don't go into a fucking, don't go into a bedroom of a house party where Beethoven.
Go watch, yeah, at the beach house. This bitch knows the Beethoven Second plot. Thank you very much. Fuck yes, I'm drunk and I'm high and I just burnt myself. Fuck you.
Well, you're gonna want to even out that bacon lip.
Sure. So yeah, there's one scene where they're trying to distract the father, and because they're bringing the puppies into the house. And the little girl's
so
like,
so they have the father date rape a girl?
No, this isn't even the scene. This isn't why we talked about sex. This is a different scene in the movie. So they're trying to distract the father, and the little girl's like, oh, hey, Dad, where do babies come from? And the dad's like awkwardly trying to like stumble through, you know, miss. He's trying to awkwardly stumble through where babies come from. And James is laughing, and I'm like, I look at him, and he's like, yeah, you know, because it's awkward to say where babies come from. And I was like, yeah.
It sure is, son.
It is. He's like, you know, it's so funny because, you know, he can't, like, explain it because, like, it's. And then I was sitting there, I was like, yeah. So then he's like, so then he starts to explain himself. He's like, because, you know, a man and a woman. And I was like, he's like, they hug. And I was like, yeah. He was like, and then, yeah, and then they mix DNA. And it's like, did you just describe a cream pie to me?
Now let's eat.
James.
He's like, yeah, then she pushes the DNA out of herself and she scoops it up and starts licking it and rubs it all over her breasts.
Yeah, and so she's all shiny with cum.
Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes the DNA's on her glasses and DNA. She just takes them off and rubs them in the hole that she pisses out of. Right, Dad?
Sometimes you can find a fat one that'll eat it off a pizza.
Yes.
DNA? Oh, DNA and pepperoni pizza?
Yeah. Sometimes she takes the DNA into her mouth, and then she spits it into another girl's mouth, and then she spits the DNA back into her mouth, and they start playing with it.
That's called felching. You going to write this down? Yeah. You brought it up.
By the way, Dad, thanks for sending me to public school.
So I was like, well, yeah, sort of how it works. I was like, do you want to know how it works? And he was like, sure. And I was like, a man,
pull your pants down.
James,
it's not okay.
Come into this bedroom and hold this camera.
Don't make it disappointed. You trying to have a tender moment right now?
I had a tender moment with my boy.
Yeah. We should have brought more topics.
Hold on, the train. What do you think, train? Great story. Yeah. Tell him.
Creepy dead.
Cream pie.
Your boy knows how to fuck.
We got as far.
Oh my God! What happened to Gay Mike? Did you get AIDS?
Oh, I'm good. I got one.
Gay Mike, what? How are you dying?
When in Philadelphia.
Blind Mike, so blind you didn't know. So I have an unopened beer already.
Blind Mike is in a baton race. He thought he just handed you a baton.
I can't believe they gave him an object and sent him on stairs.
They were like, Blind Mike, here, take this computer and throw it in the garbage.
Something tell me a guy named Soul Joel doesn't have good insurance plan for something like that. I'll own this hangar.
I'm Soul Joel. Have you been injured on a stage accident?
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Amigo Bidets for supporting today's show. These are not your old school bidets. They attach right to your toilet. They're super easy to install. You don't got to call a plumber. It's a DIY project, and it takes about 15 minutes. I had Harrington. I pay Harrington $20 an hour to do anything for me. I had him install it. He did it in 20 minutes. I gave him $6.66 to install my Amigo bidet.
Oh, was it just for like the theme of it? You gave him the devil's money, 666.
No, well, it was one third of $20, essentially. I kept the extra penny for myself. You don't need toilet paper. That's disgusting. Have you ever, recently, I'm actually staying in a hotel right now. I wiped my ass with toilet paper, and I felt like I was a caveman living in the old times.
Yeah, you're trash garbage is what you are. Yeah. I say bring your amigo with you. It only takes 20 minutes to install.
Yeah, honestly, you probably could.
Hey, Hilton Garden Inn, I'm ripping this goddamn seat cover off. I'm putting on my robot asshole gun.
Fresh water truly cleans butts better. It shoots a stream of water right into your butthole. It could be warm, it could be hot. They have heated ones, they have drying ones. They have a lot of different options. But if you go to my,
it could be Kool-Aid,
dude. Why not? You're so cold as ice. No need to sacrifice your dirty butt.
No,
go to
no
myomigo.com. Are we going to get sued for using that song? I don't know. Can we use that song during an ad?
No, it was less than 7 seconds. I'm pretty sure that means it's fine.
You're so cold as ice.
You're willing to sacrifice all love. That's all.
Legal.
It's totally legal right now.
My dirty butthole.
Yeah. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, clean my asshole.
Come on, baby, light my fart. Sorry.
Take 15% off with code LOS. Not code.
Myomigo.com/LOS. MYOMIGO.com/LOS. Take 15% off. Use that promo code LOS if you need to. Myomigo.com/LOS. Go there now. Okay, where were we?
I love how Soul Joel sells his advertising like it's the back of a middle school yearbook.
Also, Tom and Johnny's mom want us to wish him the best in college.
The valedictorian will now present her speech on behalf of the Royersford Fence Company.
Soul Joel, why is your backdrop the menu at a diner?
Dude, he got fucking Irish landscapers. How far inland are we?
Dude, can we give all these people some plugs? Dude, let's give Soul Joel's sponsor some fucking plugs in today's podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, go to nabnew.com for toys, figures, games, vinyl records, movies, TV, trading cards, comics, and more.
Yeah, new releases and vinyl records.
We're going to Christian's Auto and Truck Repair. They do it all, including rape children.
It doesn't say they don't. It says they do it all.
They do it all. Christians.
Educators First Financial. If you're black and you want money, get an education first.
How about Stretch Lab that gives you nothing more than the name Stretch Lab and where they exist? You think they'll make my dick bigger with an out-invasive surgery?
Stretch Lab.
Where we put our feet on your thighs and pull on your dick until something happens.
Stretch Lab. Our people do the job of bricks.
Stretch Labs. We'll do something with your fupa. That's something. What about Heidi's pet sitting? Look at this dog. This dog looks like it's been fucked by Heidi and her family.
Oh, Heidi definitely puts peanut butter on her pussy for your dog.
Heidi's pet sitting, where we think a dog looks like the letter P.
Driving
school. Also, why is there a chicken on top of Heidi?
Driving school is probably a good one, because there's probably a lot of Deweys in this crowd. You know what I mean? I guess a couple people here rode a bicycle tonight. You know what I mean?
I love how at the end it's Edge Signs and Graphics who did this entire sign for free for this advertisement.
Potashio's Driving School. Are you a dumb Italian that has to get places?
Yo.
Come to Potashio's. We're going to teach you how to make your Honda look better than a fucking Honda.
Do you want to deliver a fucking pizza or do you want to deliver a pizza? Come to Potashio's Driving School where we can fucking teach you how to deliver a pizza.
Hi, I'm Potashio. A lot of people confuse me with that big nose wooden fucking puppet Pinocchio.
Did you check your mirrors? Did you put on Dracar?
You think you're funny?
I didn't bring Dracar. There's always Dracar in the center console, you fucking gabon.
Whenever you get on the highway, make sure you're driving to KLF.
Lewis, you point it shouldn't go glazed over that much.
What?
Soul Joel is maybe a genius. He just had a sign company as one of the sponsors to make all the signs.
Yeah, of course.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a very Lewis idea.
He's like, I promise no racist podcast will make fun of you ever. Do not worry about this. My one guarantee.
I am a legit businessman. Now, we have been sponsoring Scream Fast Pitch for Women for 12 years.
It's over there, Lewis.
Oh, there's another pet spa above the pet sitting.
Yeah.
Does the pet spa not do sitting?
Hi, are you a single black mom and you bought a dog from Alpha Pet Spa but don't know how to take care of it? Drop it off to Heidi's Pet Sitting. We'll make your dogs fight other dogs and make you money.
Warriors for Defense Company. Are you sick of seeing Puerto Ricans in your neighborhood? Well, you know what you need? You need a bigger fucking fence.
A fence company. A lot of mortgage and financial shit for this audience.
Dude, look at fucking, yeah, dude, Adam Waldman.
Hi, I'm Adam Waldman, the one Jew that lives here. Of course I deal with money. I'm
going to tell you
something. I'm a walking stereotype.
Hi, I'm Adam Waldman. Please stop spray painting my front door and car.
I'm going to say
with swastikas and get out, Jew.
I'm going to tell you something here, Lewis, and I just know from watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay in my life, and I hope they're here, Captain's Market. Over 300 menu selections. There's no way one's good.
That's
terrible.
It's
too many things.
It's garbage.
It's too many things.
They're bragging that they're a garbage establishment.
That's too many things. That's a book of items.
Hi. Do you not get sick enough of the Cheesecake Factory?
I mean, Cheesecake Factory's got like 60 things. 300 items?
Come by Captain's Market. Arr, matey, you're going to have bulimia.
There's no way those crab cakes are fresh. There's not a chance.
Also, are these QR codes even fucking scannable? I got to have like an old-timey movie camera to scan these QR codes.
Sweet aloha. Do you like being fat but put fruit on top of your ice cream?
Damn, that really is like I'm doing it healthy. There's acai in this.
There's acai in my bowl of ice cream and fudge.
What the fuck's in the bottom? Guacamole?
Fusion ice cream.
If you get a smoothie and it's...
Who saw the Cerna-style sauces fucking banner? I went, dude, I'm going to buy some sauce today from Cerna-style sauces.
Did anybody scan it once? You scan the hot sauce?
Oh, it does show up.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, Soljo, you scumbag.
That's really fucking smart.
When they take photos, does QR code show up?
Yeah.
Oh, I respect it.
Damn, dude.
I respect it, dude.
And wow.
Here's Big J. That's blow it out your ass hot sauce.
What else? What do we miss here?
I think that's all of them.
Four seasons.
Auto detailing.
Yeah. Celtic Green. What is this?
Truck repair.
Oh, man.
Spilled shit.
If you laughed at Soul Joe's, you get 10% off complete home construction and landscape care, remodeling and maintenance from Celtic Green, who are a bunch of Mexicans who are pretending to be Irish.
You will be real ass dude of the year, I think I can say for Lewis, if you go to this place and fucking say, I didn't laugh, I'll pay full price.
Welcome to Celtic Green. We can build your fence, but we'll never build your freedom.
This guy gets 10% off.
I don't want a bunch of fucking mixed cutting my yard. It's weird. just sizzling from the sun.
They're all fucking hammered on whiskey.
I'm going to be sitting on a lawn chair watching them grow freckles. Nah, I'm all right.
They're all trying to find the end of a rainbow, but like, geez, get to work.
Yeah.
You dumb Irish asshole.
Somewhere under all this sod is me treasure.
Oh, if we could just find the end of the rainbow, we'll find me pot of gold. I don't have to make
please,
this piece
sir,
of shit.
Sir, have you got any potatoes inside?
Just throw me out one for gnawing, would you?
I'm sick of building this guy's deck. I'd love to just find me a nice four-leaf clover.
I pissed on your lawn. It's magically stinky.
It's fucking great, dude. We're crushing it, dude. We've broken so many noise ordinances. Ordinances.
The birds and the bees. I didn't even finish telling
what
the story.
What is the shutdown?
I didn't even
time.
Finish telling the story.
Okay.
So, I told them that I was like, yeah, when a woman and a man love each other very much,
or not at all.
Well, I didn't get into like, I was like, or, you know, if you just.
Yeah. She's just hot or whatever.
You met some, not even hot. Like, you meet some pig after a comedy show and.
Or a passed out friend.
When a man
you see
chokes
some drunk girl stumbling home, you follow her.
When a man chokes a
tell
woman,
tell her you're
hard
helping
enough.
Her the entire time. You could always use that in court.
If people come up to you in the street, be like, no, that's my sister. It's my sister.
She gets like this. No, she's fine.
So I said that a man
not that stuff
puts his penis in the woman's vagina, and he was like, "What?" And I was like, "Fuck yeah." Fuck yeah.
And he was
does.
Like, what's a vagina? He goes, that's that fucking hot box you crawled out of.
That hot, wet piece of meat that you used to call home.
You remember you were coming out and you go, Dad, I like it in here. I don't want to come out. Dad.
You know, the vagina, your old stomping ground.
Dude.
Your original pre-K. Yeah.
My favorite was when Lewis had that picture, which was adorable, of when James was first born. And you're holding him like newborn and bees in the bed and everything. So we just captioned it. I was like, hey, are you my dad? That's dope. You see me just come out of this chick's pussy?
A newborn baby is so funny. You're so caught up in the moment. And you're like, you hug the baby and you kiss it. You don't realize how much blood and inside vagina meat that's like on its face you're like kissing. It's like a scene from fucking Walking Dead. Like, if you look like a baby, it looks like a zombie's brains were just blown out of its head, and then the spackle hit the baby's face. But it's beautiful.
Yeah. I just signed off as a guarantor on my daughter's first apartment, so we're going through different shit. I don't know what's happened yet, but at some point, I'm paying some portion of a rent for a place she's going to fuck, and it hurts.
Really? Do you think she's going to fuck up a home? How did you raise your daughter?
Did you not hear me right?
He means she's going to fuck in the apartment.
She's going to fuck.
In an apartment that I'm sort of like half paying for.
Well, are you going to actually pay her rent or are you just the guarantor?
Well, I'm the guarantor. No, I'm going to help, of course. She's 19.
All right, man. Well, I mean, if you look at everything in terms of her getting fucked, I guess everything is weird.
Oh, I had to drive her to the airport to a plane she's going to fuck on.
It's like, oh, man, I saw her toothbrush. She used that toothbrush to brush cum out of her teeth every morning. Oh, it's awful. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude.
I'm not going to pay for ice cream that goes in the same mouth that cocks do.
Look at this toilet I paid for that you shit jizz into.
I'm not paying for the water anymore. How about that?
Oh, I'm supposed to take her to a movie with the same eyes she uses to gaze upon cocks every night?
Oh, I hope you enjoyed.
So many dicks with those eyes. Don't look at me with those eyes.
Hope you enjoyed that toaster I bought you that you eat bread in and then you get energy to go looking for dick with.
Oh, what are you, carb loading to get fucked tonight?
Yeah. No, we can't get mashed potatoes. You're just trying to build up energy to fuck eventually.
Oh, birthday cake, really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, what a night to celebrate, huh? I think you should stay here tonight.
Oh, I'm going to pay for your school so you can learn how to fuck.
Yeah, Jay, I mean, I guess through those eyes, it is awful to have a 19-year-old daughter.
Do you think fathers can be so cold that if their daughter gets raped at college, some part of them is so upset about that, but then they also go, I'm fucking paying for this?
Why'd I send her to Duke?
Oh, my God. I should have sent her to jiu-jitsu classes.
I should have sent her to karate school.
Yeah.
You think I'm paying for you to learn self-defense so you can ward off rape and then consensually fuck somebody?
Dude, I mean, there is a father in the world who goes like, you take advantage of my baby, my beautiful angel, at $28,000 a year, no less, in a clip.
I took a week off of work to drive her out here to Penn State.
Could you guys be with your chicks if they got raped after they were with you?
Ooh.
Yes.
What do you mean, what? Yeah, it's like...
You would dump somebody if they got raped? That's the coldest dumping ever, dude. Well, here's the thing.
Are not
you
right like, after. I mean, I would give it a little buffer time.
She's like, I think I'm ready to go outside and take a walk in the park with you. He goes, great. Would you mind doing that by yourself? Because I got to be honest with you, you're damaged goods now there, pork chop. Every time I fuck you, I see his face.
What? There's several questions. Okay, first of all, what was she wearing? Was she asking for it?
She was wearing a "You're a pussy if you don't rape me" T-shirt.
It was laundry day. It doesn't mean I deserved it.
I got it on clearance at Yellow Rat Bastard.
Also, me and my friends called it opposite day, so I kept yelling yes.
It was Halloween. I dressed up as a rape slut.
He thought he was getting sloppy seconds.
I mean, the first time you had sex with her, this is let me. Can we preface this? If you're a rape victim, you know you shouldn't be listening to this show. This is your own fault.
Or turn off this here. I don't want to trigger anybody.
Hang on.
Don't turn off here.
This is NSFR, not safe for rape.
No. All right, fine. I'll say this: if you're a rape victim, you know, be cool.
That's you should speak, dude, you should speak at shelters.
That's what I'm saying. Just be fucking cool. Don't be all uppity and shit. Let us tell these jokes.
First of all, you abuse women. You're very strong and brave. And now get the fuck over it already. I mean, move on.
I mean, if you were strong and brave, you'd get over it though, right?
Learn how to fight.
So I'm just saying the first time you had sex with your chick after she was raped would be a little awkward. Would it not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you feel like you're like touching dicks with her rapist?
No, that wasn't it. I'd be more. I mean, I don't know how big the guy's dick was. I'm worried Christine would make me put a ski mask on.
Well, that's the problem. Is like I would also be trying. I would be trying. Like you, even though you wouldn't consciously do it, you would have to be gauging her pussy tightness.
Like oh, this guy blow her open?
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Dude. She goes, it was a nightmare. His kick was so big, and it hurt so much. You just sit there listening to the story like, You're rubbing her hand. She's like, I've never felt something. I didn't know. I think it got to a part that wasn't even pussy anymore.
Look,
and then you got to go lay it down afterwards, and you just watch her.
And she's like, oh, that feels so good. He goes, does it? Why? Because I'm not all up in your guts?
You're more scarred than she is. I'm going to need some time to get over this.
Yeah.
I don't feel okay with this.
I'm sorry I'm not the Union Square slasher. I can't satisfy you now.
It would suck. Oh, what do you need me to jump out of some bushes?
Yeah. Hang on. So he was white. All right, I'll kiss you.
Berg.
Horrible. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. What a show.
It's been a fantastic show. First
great
of all,
show.
Before we go, thank you, Soul Joel.
Where is he? He's out
nice,
back.
We did the full time.
We did the full time. We sorry, Soul Joel, but also thank you, Soul Joel, for putting this thing on. Yeah, I think we're supposed to leave an hour ago, but
fuck
that shit. We're here in this urban beach. It's sovereign nation in this dome.
Does it look like we're about to watch the aliens from that movie where they had seven legs like through this thing?
But, oh yeah,
the septopods.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's what I was like. Should we have ended a minute ago? Everybody.
No. Let me do some more obscure references.
That was awesome,
Aaron Berg.
Guys. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Zach Amico, of course. Thanks for being here. For the Legion of Skanks, everybody. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
For me, come on, cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
was Jay Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I'll punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You blue?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.
Hey, everybody, before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other podcasts available at GasDigitalNetwork.com. This week, we're highlighting the real ass dude himself on the Real Ass Podcast, hosted by Louis J. Gomez and Zach Amico. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 20 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Here's a clip.
Anyway, I do like her, and I'm sorry. Sorry I'm being mean to you. You know I'm just joshing you, right?
Yeah.
That's Shane's online persona. He's an asshole, but he's actually just a nice person.
No, I feel bad about it. I objectified you. You couldn't hear it with the mic.
I wouldn't like to be objectified. They're all lying.
Yeah, this is all in good fun. Hey, leotard and reotard. Next joke.
I'm putting that on my business card. Leotard, reotard.
I'm gonna need you for this next stay here, her business card
is a pair of panties she leaves the next day.
Just read on the inside. I mean, it's pretty funny, I'm isn't not it hungry because then I have to eat them, so you know what.
That needed
guys,
a tag.
Do you guys want to try to do a quick round of plugs while he's away this time?
Yeah.
I just have this okay, this ink. Oops, I sprayed you with ink.
What?
Dude, she goes,
what?
She got serious. She goes, but this is like going to disappear, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. Is this not disappearing?
This is $35 on Amazon, you piece of
shit. This might be worth disappearing ink before I looked at the bottle, and I never once confirmed that it's actually disappearing ink.
this might be worth the entire weight that Louis just fucked up that leotard.
It's only disappearing ink if it's what Lewis signs his child support checks in.
Yeah, he goes, Beatrice, you can't cash a check with no autograph on it.
Fuck yeah. So that ink will disappear.
Eventually.
Oh, fuck. Well, eventually that's going to... Eventually we all disappear, you know? So...
That sounds like a threat that he's going to tell her on the car ride home.
Fucking blue ink.
I have to take an Uber home and then
I actually think it already disappeared.
Yeah, no, I think it's disappeared. I think it's gone.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Fuck you. I love that now he's not. He has no confidence. His confidence is shot in his tricks.
Yeah.
And, dude, he had to go buy... He bought disappearing ink. Lewis, how do you not know it's the disappearing ink you bought? We go, oh, no, it's just like the other ink that I
You don't have there. Other ink around the house. You're not writing.
Yeah, what do you have, a quill pen? You use a fucking feather to write letters? Curious James, one day you'll read this, and the world will be a different place.
Zach, sorry, do you punch up on this? I'll send you 3/4 of my ink.
Zach, I have a messaging bird bringing you my latest scrolls.
Hell yeah. She's rubbing herself. Hell yeah.
I really, hell yeah. I'd really like to be there in the morning when Lewis is hungover with eyeliner on.
Oh, dude. Looking
in the fucking mirror like, oh, God.
It's waterproof, too, so it's not going to come off for a while.
We're doing another trick. The lovely Jessica, everyone. Give it up for the lovely Jessica. Come on, everyone.
Yay. Jessica.
Yeah, all right. Fair to Midland.
All right, so here's what I need, Jessica.
Daniel, you seem tired, bud.
I'm tired. I'm hungry.
You're gassed, dude. Go get the mac and cheese and bring it in. Or do you have Bay? Bay will be pissed.
Come over here. Yeah, Bay and I are eating.
We don't know. We can stand. Maybe, no, you know, should we? No, we'll sit. Come here.
Bay's going to get you for not eating the cheese.
No, I'm
okay. So, Jessica, do me a favor. Show here.
Just go.
I can see that it is material. I didn't think it was material.
No, turn them over. Now bring them toward me.
This is the first time we've ever seen Lewis and thought, that's material.
Make two tight fists. Okay. Now, Dan, I want you to pick one, left or right?
Left.
Okay. So what I want you to do is take your right hand away. Jessica, you pick left. I'm going to take my left hand as well. Okay. And I'm going to take some blunt ashes.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to start rubbing them into the center of my hand. Jessica, do you tell me if really concentrate on the center of your left hand, Jessica. Concentrate on it. Really, do you feel anything? Do you feel anything in the center of your hand, Jessica? No, that's not your fingernail, Jessica. Do you feel anything? Do you feel anything in your hand?
I feel fear. I feel like I want to go home.
I feel my Nana trying to reach out to me from beyond the grave.
Oh, Jessica, run! Show your hand to the camera. Show your hand to the camera. Show your hand to the camera. Your bottom of your hand.
There's ashes there.
Wow.
There's no way I looked at that girl and didn't think she had some burns on her.
Yeah, come on. What are we doing?
Stink Mata. Fucking look at this guy.
Give in to your hate.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Now, you obviously you just put a quarter in your mouth during a pandemic.